still considered a mitzvah to say shalom zman grama. So comes the tzlach and says that if that be the case, that really women really should have been the tourists, the old chayavot, because of Rachame, so that should apply to all the tourists except for the women, which has no component of Rachame, right? Moses has no component of Rachame.
And who's the purpose of pointing this out? Tos, because Tos is the beginning of the Tos Parak, points out that even though there's a din of Tashlumin,
if you got Shachos, you'd have Mincha twice. If you got Mincha, you'd have Mar twice, etc. But since it's Rachami, that makes it like it's Mitzvah Seseh Shalom Zman Grama.
The Buddha doesn't have that component of Rachami, so the way that we go back to the regular thing, that it's Mitzvah Seseh Shalom Zman Grama, and not the Jews. That's the famous Islam prophet that says the woman of Jews from Jerusalem. Then, the famous one, the son of Rosh. Who wrote the son of Rosh? Who wrote the son of Rosh? It was a forgery, right? He assumed it was what? Soul for liver.
I think they should have made another horror song, and that's what it's normally assumed.
So I'm going to
Summer Rosh gives a different reason as to why Nashim are Kuros, and he says because we know that Musaf is solely connected to Korban, it doesn't have any Rachmi component. And women were not mechuyavos in matzis hasheker. So since women weren't mechuyavos in matzis hasheker, so what? So that means they didn't have a part of the korban. They didn't have any part of it in the korban. So mela, the whole machus of tefillas musaf is connected to the korban. And women weren't mechuyavos machtes hasheker, and the only way to be part of the korban lechora if you're chayav matzis hashekel, because matzis hashekel was the funding of the korbanos tzibur, and since women of Turas from matzis hashekel, so Mamela. Then they're not part of the Korban Musaf. So if they're not part of Korban Musaf, they're not part of Tfilas Musaf. Right? So that is the famous Summon Rosh. Right? Quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. No small person. Quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, what's the problem with this? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan, who is the namesake of this yeshiva, who is Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan, was the Posek Hador in this generation of Kavanah. He was the Rav of Kavanah. I mean, he, you know, he mounted Agunos,
Thank you.
Ray the Tractor.
They didn't work with the Torah, or?
They were.
They were. How does this kind of answer the question?
No, it doesn't answer the question.
When Rabbi Yochanan Yochanan is slogging up the seven ways.
If they can come around to the bar, and anyone who's tied in Matzah Shekel, tied in Lutzah, because then there are people that are clearly part of the Matzah Shekel, but still tied in Lutzah, like, going to the back door, who got 20, so then, since it's in the apartment, got to be a roadless, so this is not in the Matzah Shekel.
So then we had one more topic. So far we saw a svar of the sun rose to part of them. Now we're going to see a svar of who? The Mogi Giborim. The Mogi Giborim.
Shabbos. Since they made it, since a Shabbos is traveling, they hide him and steal a Shabbos. It's a low plug. Okay. Good. Low plug. Oh, so he quotes the Yerushalmi, quote in the Rosh and Rachas. You know how I'm Yerushalmi. So, Yerushalmi, the context of the Yerushalmi is someone came to shul late. He wants to know, should he wait for Chazar Sashatzeh and Sekedusha, or could he daven, you know, in the middle of their silent Shemoneh Esrei, even though... So one opinion says as long as they'll get up to Kelah Chodesh, it's okay. The other opinion says as long as they'll get up to Shomer, as long as they'll be able to answer the Amen of Kelah Chodesh, it's okay. The other opinion says as long as they can answer the Amen of Shomer Tefillah, it's okay. Different opinions. But the Gemara says that as long as you'll get up to the Amen of Shomer Tefillah, it's okay. You can start. Shomer Esrei. And the Gemara says, well, it depends. We'll see the exact... The exact lesson. And it says on Shabbos you just have to make sure you get up to the Amen of Kelah Chodesh, and weekday the Amen of Shomer Tefillah. So the question is, what does that mean? If it's talking about Musaf, what do you mean the Amen of Shomer Tefillah? There's no Shomer Tefillah in Musaf. So the Rosh points out from the Yerushalmi that we normally know that Musaf is a seven bracha shmoneh esrei. It says the Rosh, B'Shem HaYushalmi, that's only Musaf on Shabbos. No Bachachos. But Musaf during the week, namely Musaf on Chol HaMoed, and Musaf on what? On Rosh Chodesh. That Musaf is a Musaf of 19 brachas. That Musaf is a Musaf of 19 brachas. Which we don't do. We always have a Musaf of 7 brachas. We always have a Musaf of 7 brachas. This is a Musaf of 19 brachas. Okay? Good question. No, but then he writes, "Vayatmiya Rabbi Chaim Cohen on Minut Shalonu Sheinanu Mispalim Behem Rav Shem Brachos." Whereas he's just saying Pshat in Yerushalmi. But the stomach he did like we do. But Yerushalmi has this thing that the 19 brachas. Hey, Rachas Shmonesrei applies to Musaf on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Chol HaMoed. The 7 brachas of Musaf is only Musaf on when? On Shabbos, with the no bakashas. So the Magen Giborim says an Iluyisha thing. Mamish an Iluyisha thing. He says that once we know that there was a Shmonesrei of 19 brachas and Musaf during the week, so obviously women were chayavos in that, because that's Rachami. Right? So once they're Mechayiv Musaf, it's a low plug. Just like we said before, if women are Chayiv in Shachris, they're not only Chayiv in Shachris in the weekday, they're Chayiv in Shachris on Shabbos also. They don't say Shabbos get popular because it's not a Rachman. So Mela, so once you're Mechayiv women in the Tfilah Musaf, because it's a 19 brachas for Musaf Chol Rosh Chodesh and Musaf Chol Moed, so then the Chayiv in Musaf. And what then? The Shabbos, the Chayiv in Musaf. Just like Shachris. The Chayiv in Shachris during the weekday, which is the 19 brachas Shmoneh Esrei, so the Chayiv in Shachris on Shabbos also, even though it's only a 7 brachas Shmoneh Esrei. Well, pretty good, huh? I like it. This, of course, is only assuming like that this Yerushalmi. You know, with Yerushalmi, you never know. You know, you always have another Mefarish that gives a totally different shot on Yerushalmi. And then you don't know what to say. But the way the Rush was a good Jew, and that's the way the Rush understood Yerushalmi. So, based on that, the Magen Giborim says his word. So, the Mela, we have 2 svaras to say women of tourists from Musaf. Namely, what? The svara of the Tzlach, that it's not Rachmi, or the svara of the Psalm and Rosh, which is not such a strong svara. But now we have a svara of the Magen Giborim, the Mechayvim. So,
Yeah,
our tracker,
what do you think? We don't hold that way. You know, the Yerushalmi holds that way.
Right.
I know that.
No,
I mean, the Rosh says that
the Yerushalmi
holds that.
In other words, no, the shot is that if we have the correct Tan Yerushalmi, that means that was the Takana. Maybe later on they made a minute to always have a 7 bracha thing, but that doesn't take away the chiyuv if they were Mekoveh and not Shemachayogos and Tfilin, and it's also Musaf, because originally it was a 19 bracha Shmoneh Esrei, right? So I'll go over here. That's what I would say. Yeah.
So, I don't understand it. Why wouldn't you say that if they're not
there, if they're
not
there, if they're not there,
Shabbos, it's a low plug, they're not
there,
it's a low
plug.
Why does
that
have to be
the other way
around?
Because we're not going to low plug after them. You only load plug as a chumra. You don't load plug as a kula. There's no plug saying that even though by right you shouldn't be mechuyim, but so we shouldn't make mistakes with low plug. But if somebody's really saying something, and I'm going to say low plug, the pata, because low plug is just a svara that people shouldn't make a mistake. So you can do it mechumra, but you can't low plug mechula. Yeah. Okay, I will say we have now officially completed Chazara. All other packets that we did on Sunday and Yonad Yom and Bez Hashem we're going to do on Tovah Shabbos will be in the final, Bez Hashem. So now please review everything. I think if there's anything you want me to repeat now, I'll be happy to repeat. But as far as this is concerned, we've done the Chazara, and as I said many times, I'll say it again, you know, Chazara, without Chazara, you know, of course, there's always the Yetzer Hara to say, don't do Chazara, we'll do much more, we'll go on and on and on and on and on. But Chazara is the self-restraint, and what ultimately gets you to know something in the end. If you don't do Chazara, then you never focus on it again, and you never, you know, put it in your mind forever. You know, this way you're seeing it over again, and Bez Hashem should retain it. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Huttner has a, because we know that Nutzah Hashkina says,
So why are we doing it after Musa?
So Rav Huttner had a mimer to try to explain that.
He said that even though we Shabbos is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar, but we don't mention the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos. We've never mentioned the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos. Since there's no mention of the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Shmona Esrei of Shachar, it's from Eloah. But there is a mention of Tamid Shal Shachar in Musaf, if you say, Ah, Allah are coming. And that's mentioned in Musaf. Because the idea is that, she said, Tfilah Shachar min ha-Maariv is connected to Karbanis. But Musaf is not the Karbanis. It's a higher level. So, remember, if you have a Musaf that's not the Karbanis, you have to have a Shachar that's not the Karbanis. But we don't. That's why within the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, we have to mention the Karbanis of Shachar. That's the only problem with Karbanis. That's the evil is probably Korban. And the way was since in the look of Shmoneh, you mentioned how Allah is coming, so therefore we say the Shoshoyom, so right after Mutah, we can go back to the part of Shmoneh that says how Allah is coming. It's hard to believe that this is the real Chan in the minute. But it seems a little contrived, if you ask me. Bit contrived. But, yeah, so by all the shot them, we could talk. Well, fine. Yeah, in Minagaskinas, you do Minagaskinas, you know. Where? Right. Shabbos so, and so. And what would that actually become? Minhag actually has to do with the Ach Mitzvah. But it's hard to do with the Shabbos. The Rosh Shuls and the Tirkat have to take out your Lulav again. So all of a sudden they follow Musaq Ashkenaz. So in Rabbi Sif's Shul on the Lower East Side, they're the diehards that they still do Rosh Shabbos at the Mitzvah. So they take out their Lulav twice. People don't like to do that. Okay. So let's say we completed the Chazara. As I said, Chazara is what really, you know, if you do a proper Chazara, as I said, please look, you have all the packets in front of you. I do you a favor that you don't have to go look in the different, even though it's a good idea to be able to look in the Sfarim themselves, and I don't want to take that away from you, but I realize that if we wouldn't have the packets, it just wouldn't happen as much. So, do it that you should have it right in front of you. So now, you just have to make that effort and look things back in the original sources. And this way you'll understand it better, and the mainly you'll retain it much longer. But you can't things that you never said saw inside, you never thought about, you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be the same. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Anyone want to ask any Pesach question? We'll start the Chumash in 5 minutes. Any Pesach Halacha Lameisa question that anyone would like to ask?
What is the sign of
the
thing about the
Halacha
of Pesach?
You can't tell, that's too general. It's too general a question. No, all these are good, you know, all these people do a good job. I'm not saying they're not. Shimon Ida was the pioneer of English halakha Sfarim. And as I said many times, the Sfarim sale used to be in this room in the old days. This very room that you're in now, that's where the Sfarim sale was. And the only English Sfarim they had was Shimon Ida's English. I don't think they had that. Like, no, there were hardly any English far around. This was before our school really took off. Before, you know. So it's a good thing, but like any other safer, if you want to really know Bein, then you gotta look up to, you know, work it through Bein. What? Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to walk. Yeah, in other words, so on the Zman Zidus Chumash comes, you just do a quick check. It can be to, you know, people like to do it. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Somewhere else, they have to clean out before
they
get their own house.
So,
night before they leave, you say that you do the B'nigas Tomis. Without a bracha. You only make the bracha if you're doing it on the proper night. If you're doing it early, then you don't make it. Sure? Right.
Is that when you do beer on Shabbos destroying, or is it before the crumbs? They have the Shabbos morning, you flush them down. If you let me know, no crumbs in that.
Yeah, if there's no crumbs in that, then not pleasant. Yeah. Okay, well said. Okay, we'll continue in a minute.